Welcome to Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. This talk show addresses strategies for thinking in today's complex aviation world. Now, here's Obi Young, president of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and producer for the studios from Orlando, Florida, who is today's host.
Good morning, everyone. This is Obi Young with Managing Safety, part of the Florida Aviation Network. And we're on the phone this morning talking with George Bartuska, who is an engineering and technology instructor over at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy in Lakeland, Florida, and he's a licensed full-time teacher at that facility over there. And they're very excited about a program that's ongoing right now, and it's the Astronaut Challenge. Is that right, George?
That's right, the Astronaut Challenge.
Okay, and how did this start out, and what is it all about?
Well, my understanding is there is a school in Tallahassee called the Florida State High School that's part of Florida State University. It's a high school. It's just a regular high school, but obviously a lot of teachers that become teachers from Florida State go there to do their student teaching, and if they need a location to do some research and development, they'll go to that school. Well, one of the teachers there applied for a grant about 3 years ago for $10,000, never thinking he would get it, and the grant was to build a student version of the space shuttle cockpit for training kids about spaceflight. And lo and behold, he won the grant, and they purchased a mobile trailer, and inside that trailer they built a space shuttle simulator. In the end, it actually cost them $16,000 because the trailer itself was $6,000. So between the Department of Education, the Florida Department of Education was where the $10,000 fund came from, and then the high school, and then an individual from a company called Coaxis, which is in Tallahassee. One of the parents happened to be the CEO of Coaxis. And the three of those groups got together and actually designed and built this whole thing 3 years ago with the idea they were going to take it around the local community of Tallahassee and get kids interested in science, technology, engineering, math, and STEM. What happened, unfortunately, however, is that it was so complicated, there really isn't enough time to go into a school and have kids get up to speed on all the systems on the space shuttle. So what they did after a while is they decided to create a state competition, and last year was the first year. Last year they tested about 80 teams statewide, came up with 8 teams, and the team at Pompano Beach High School was the winner last year. So they allowed them to send a team no matter what. This year they tested, and 39 teams around the state tested for the initial qualification, and our school was one of the teams, and we were one of the 7 new teams that was selected to go. Now, all that happened on October the 13th at University High School in Orlando. So all the Central Florida people went to Orlando, all the Northern Florida people went to a high school in Tallahassee, probably the Florida State High School, and the Southern Florida people went to a high school somewhere in the Miami area. I'm not sure where it was.
Okay, George, let's back up just one bit here. Mm-hmm. This started out in 2010 with Department of Education grant, with a $10,000 grant from the Florida State University Schools, which is really a high school, you're saying, to build a simulator. And this kind of evolved over into 2011, and you got the state university system involved in it, I guess, and then COAX provided the pro bono software. And I think somewhere in there, Disney World Engineering got involved in it, I guess, because of their support in engineering and all. So this is really a joint effort from a lot of organizations. Is that correct?
Yeah, the Disney ended up being the prize last year. The kids who won spent a couple days at the behind the scenes at Disney.
Uh-huh.
And what Coaxis did, Coaxis provided any additional funding that was necessary, but the group of teachers at the Florida State High School, along with an individual from Coaxis who was a pilot, they wrote all the software to create the simulator.
Okay, and you had mentioned a term called STEM, and if we would go back over that again just a little bit slower, what does that stand for?
Yeah, STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
And I guess the reason for that is those are some of the key elements in engineering that they wanted to improve in the state of Florida educational system. Is that the concept there?
Yeah, and the idea is an attempt to bring the meaning of mathematics and science to kids, because to talk abstractly about science and math, a lot of kids, that doesn't mean anything to them in the abstract. But when you start applying it to a problem, which is what we do in engineering, then they say, oh, that's why I had to learn the quadratic equation, or that's why I need to know something about heat flow, for example. So the way to extend that and apply it in this case specifically to terrestrial flight. Remember, the space shuttle is a very unique creature. It's the first time we've ever had one device that's a launch vehicle, that's a spacecraft, and that's an airplane.
Wow. Well, being an airplane pilot, I know some of the terms, but right off the bat, you get into some of those engineering terms, it gets a little complicated. So I understand where you're coming from to make a practical application. And in college, a lot of the things in math and physics really didn't make sense until I got over into structures and we actually build in buildings. Then it began to kind of come together. Now, I notice here that there's another term here, the Challenger Learning Center. I guess that's the name that the Florida State University Schools goes by or something.
You know, I'm not really sure. The Challenger Learning Center I'm aware of is at the Kennedy Space Center that was built in memory of Krista McCauley, who was the teacher that died on the Challenger explosion. But that's probably another funding source or a tie-in to the program.
Yeah, I'm noticing here on the website, which is the Astronaut Challenge website, for those of you who would like to learn more about this program, you can go to astronautchallenge.com, and it's got the Challenger Learning Center in Tallahassee as a model frame to build a space shuttle simulator. I guess they're the ones who sort of came up with the model, and then Coaxis jumped in there with the pro bono software in there. Now, George, what is your official title as far as this competition goes here? I know that you're an engineering technology instructor there at the academy, but as far as this competition, what is your title there? And what do you do?
I think I'm the team coach / advisor, and my job is to get the students. There's five students on each team plus an alternate in case one of the kids gets sick. And the idea is I have to help those kids learn all the systems. And the learning curve basically has three chunks. The original chunk that they had to study before they took the test in October involved shuttle operations, basic terrestrial flight, and the concepts of orbital space flight. And because we are the Central Florida Aerospace Academy, about half of my six kids are either taking flying lessons or have completed their private pilot's license. So we did very well there. Then the next part that they're going to be tested on when they go to Tallahassee March 8th is the big competition, are the specific parts of the shuttle, of the reaction control system, the electrical and power system, the environmental control and life support system, and the guidance and navigation. So I'm here to help them learn all those things. And then the third chunk that really is about being inside the orbiter simulator is learning to use checklists, a learning emergency procedures, learning basically just how to operate inside the cockpit, knowing where all the switches are for everything. That's part of the training program. And then knowing the actual orbiter program that they're flying, the shuttle. I mean, obviously, they're flying a simulator, so they've got to understand all the software that is the simulator, that is the orbiter simulator.
Right, right. And we've got 39 teams, and all these kids are important, and it's narrowed down to 8 teams. And if you'd like to see some of the people involved in this, you can go on to the website and see those names there. But, George, just for the local spin here, who are the people on your team, some of the names?
Okay. We have the following students, Colin Roberts, Alejandro Abarmota. We have Stephen Trowbridge. We have Killian Sweeney. We have Jamie Cook. And we have Amir Hussein, who is our kind of our standby alternate. But remember, the alternate has to know everything in case he has to fill in. But the other unique thing about this is, to start out in the whole training, I made sure that they all knew everything, and we're just now getting to the point where we're letting the leaders in each of the individual fields emerge. Because what's going to happen in the competition is four parts. One of the parts of the competition is actually the team, three of the kids being inside the simulator. The simulator holds four people, a pilot, a co-pilot, a mission specialist, and the judge. And then outside of the simulator, you'll have mission control where there's two students there and another judge. So that's,
I guess, this is the part that they call round one, the engineering challenge. Is that what you're speaking of?
No, the engineering challenge is actually the next part, another part, where they're going to be put in a room and they're going to be given a problem that relates to either the reaction control, electrical, environmental, or guidance. And they're going to have 1 hour to come up with a proposed, not necessarily a solution, but a way to go about figuring out what the solution is. And when they do that, they're going to be judged on, number one thing is, do they work as a team? If one guy sits there and tries to solve the whole thing, they won't get, you know, as many points as they could get. So the number one thing is teamwork. The number two thing is, how much do they know the material? And the number three thing is, how creative is their proposed methodology to determining a solution?
I see round two is a presentation and demonstration. What's that all about now?
They have to propose an experiment that in this case would be done on the space station, the International Space Station, since the shuttle is no longer flying. So they need to come up with something that they will do in a weightless environment. Right now they're exploring that. The competition is not till March 8th, but they're exploring the idea of what about CPR? What if you needed to give cardiopulmonary resuscitation to someone in a weightless environment?
Now, each one of the teams do the same experiment, or do different teams do different experiments?
They come up with their own thing.
Okay, so this is what your team's experiment may be, and
right,
the other teams could be something different than what you're saying.
Exactly. And the judging there is actually how good, once again, as a team, can they make a presentation? Do they understand, for example, that the PowerPoint is just your graphic? It's not the presentation. You are the presentation. And
okay,
once again, they don't want to see one student doing all the work.
Okay. And we're going to come up to round three in just a minute, but we're going to take a short break here, George, for just a couple of seconds, and we'll be right with y'all.
Now let's rejoin Obi Young and Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network.
And this is Obi Young again with Managing Safety. Hope y'all are having a good day. We're talking with George Batuska, who is an engineering technology instructor who is a licensed full-time teacher at the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. But in addition to that, he's the team advisor or coach for the Astronaut Challenge. And we were talking about the four rounds in the challenge that now they're in, I guess this is the finals, and we're into round three, the flight simulator. George, what's that all about?
The flight simulator is where the team will be placed inside of a small trailer where they have built a mock-up of the space shuttle orbiter cockpit. And the intent on the designers of this thing was to make it more like an airplane than it is a real shuttle, because they obviously can't go into space and fly. But it has all the elements of the space shuttle. So they're really learning, as I mentioned earlier in the program, they're really learning, and once they're inside that cockpit, the three elements of the orbiter, which were unique to the space shuttle orbiter. The fact they have to be able to operate in the launch vehicle mode when they exit the Earth's gravitational field, then they have to learn how to operate in weightlessness, so to speak, when they're in space, and then they basically have to learn how to fly a glider to get that thing back down on the ground. So that's what they're going to be tested on. In addition, while all this is going on, they're going to be given emergencies. And they're gonna see how they respond to one, then two, then three simultaneous emergencies, or however many they throw at them, and do they have enough knowledge to know which ones to ignore, and which ones they really need to act on. For example, in the days that the shuttle was flying, one of the most important things was being able to get the payload bay doors open, because the payload bay doors contain the radiators that get rid of the heat from the shuttle. Because the shuttle has so much electronics on board, its number one thermodynamic problem in space was getting rid of the heat from the people themselves and from all the electronics. And since there's no air in space, the only way you can have heat flow is through radiation cooling. If you couldn't get the cargo bay doors open or the payload bay doors open, you have to start 8 hours later, you have to start coming back to Earth. There's just no way you can stay there. So that's an emergency. That's an abort emergency. And they have to have the knowledge to know that if they can't get those things open, they got to start getting ready to come back to Earth right away. One of the other emergencies is a fire in the cargo bay or in the avionics bay. And they go through a step-by-step process to try and put the fire out with the fire extinguishing system. And if they're successful, then they can stay in orbit. If they're not, they have to abort and deorbit as soon as they can. So there's a whole bunch of those kind of things they got to learn.
And I noticed from the website some of the photographs there of the flight simulation and mission control. It says there's a three-member crew, I guess, inside the simulator and two members on the ground. So I guess you're working both ends of the situation in this case. Is that correct?
Right. The three students inside the simulator will be called, you know, on the space shuttle, they're called the commander, the pilot, and the mission specialist. But in this case, to simplify it, they're called the pilot, the co-pilot, and the mission specialist. And it's kind of like they basically do work kind of like in the old days of a pilot, co-pilot, and a flight engineer. And then the other person in the cockpit is a judge. And then in the outside of the cockpit, which is actually in a trailer, will be the two other students who will be, quote, at mission control, as if they're either at the Kennedy Space Center or at the Johnson Space Center, doing what mission control does with the Capcom, with the hangover term from the capsule from the Apollo days, communicating via a link of headsets. I forgot to mention all these students will simultaneously be on headsets when the competition's in progress. And another part of the scoring is how well do they communicate as a team with headsets on.
Wow.
And then there's another judge on the outside, and then there's one more intermediate judge that's there for questions that may come up in case somebody throws them a curveball, and if somebody throws them a curveball and none of that information was in any of the manuals they studied, they're going to be able to go to the specialist and say, hey, what's up?
I guess it's kind of like on Wheel of Fortune, if they've got something there, they go to the judges there to defer to it there. See, round four here is a modified space rainbow. What's a space rainbow? Something you put on your head or what?
Yeah, it could be. If for those of us that are old enough to remember back to the days, early days of television, they used to have a show called the GE, was it GE Bowl or GE something, where they would have two universities on, and they would have four or five university students on one row of desks and four or five university desk students on the other, and they would have a buzzer, and the moderator would ask a question about the Civil War or about spaceflight or whatever it was, and these two teams would have a chance to come up with an answer and push the buzzer and say they had the right answer. That's exactly what this is. There's other high school competitions that are run this way, but this is just another one of the competitions. So they're going to ask them a question. For example, if you get into spaceflight and all of a sudden you find out that the orbiter maneuvering system is inoperable, how are you going to deorbit? What's a backup? And how much of it do you need to use? The answer happens to be the reaction control system, but you have to know how to reconfigure it to take the place of what you would normally use for the orbiter maneuvering system. So just and once again, they're going to be judged on how well do they do that as a team. They're not looking for individual experts.
Now, is this general knowledge that they're asking, or specific about space flight or engineering, or it could be a combination of anything?
Could be a combination, and remember, it covers all those things I mentioned before: shuttle operation, terrestrial flight. They might tell them that they're in a spin. They're coming back down as a glider now, and they're in a spin. How do they get out of a spin? Concepts of orbital flight. What is escape velocity all about. They could ask them just about anything to do with flight operations, space operations, or the systems on the shuttle. They might tell them they've had electrical failure. What do they do?
Wow. And now, once this is all over, there's some prizes involved in this, or scholarships, or funding, or what? What do they get out of this? What do the students get other than the knowledge and experience?
Right. Primarily this year, the main prize is, first off, all the students who go to Tallahassee, all eight teams, are going to receive passes to go to Universal Studios whenever they are able to go. So that's the main prize. Then the rest is all, the rest is all media publicity and things they can put on their resume. There's a potential that the governor is going to be there because the final contest will be held at the airport in Tallahassee. They're going to relocate everything to the airport. I'm not quite sure why that is. There must be room there, probably. And so they're talking about potential of the governor being there to congratulate them, and the news media will be there and things like that.
Well, we certainly want to have somebody there to cover it. Also, I noticed one of the final things on the overview here was they need volunteers and dollars. This looks like it's going to be a tax-deductible venture here, and the program is looking tax-deductible contributions from companies and individuals. Is this already too late to get involved in this, or can somebody contact? I guess here on the website it says to contact them. How about the individual teams? Can they help them or what?
Absolutely, because the main thing we need money for right now is all these teams are going to come from all over Florida to Tallahassee for 4 days, and they need somewhere to stay in a hotel. So they could use help paying for the hotel bills. And in addition, what we're trying to do eventually, because this, like I say, this is the second year, we would like to end up with a situation where we have more simulators than just one. And the theory is the one that we test in, we'd like to end up having maybe two more simulators so that we can have one in North Florida, one in Central Florida, and one in South Florida in case the kids want to have a little better shot at training. Because what we can do right now is all the software that runs in the simulator that they'll be tested on, that software is given to the teams to practice with on laptop computers. And obviously a laptop computer is a lot different than being in the simulator with all the switches and the headsets and the real feel being in a cockpit. So if we can get some more financial donations, we'll help cover the cost of the competition and people getting there and staying there and continue to make the contest better and better.
Okay, George, do you have a phone number or a website that you can give for support for the Central Florida Aerospace Academy team or something that you can share with us?
Yeah, my phone number is 863-670-0063. Again, that's 863-670-0063. And the website for the Academy is www.flycfaa.com. So www.flycfaa.com.
And I guess in the subject matter line, maybe support for the astronaut challenge. That way it would go to the proper person, how people can help you then.
Exactly.
If you've got other questions about the astronaut challenge, you can go to their website. And if you would, just go on to the Astronaut Challenge, and you can see a lot of information about that. And you can pick out your favorite team on there to support. And if you'd like to work with George and his team, then go to the phone number and website that he told you about there. George, it's been nice talking with you today. Looking forward to the final competition. What's the date of that final competition now?
It's the weekend of March the 8th. We will travel up there on a Friday. We travel up on a Thursday. They practice all day Friday. Then the competition, the first half is on Saturday, and all the final half is on Sunday. We should know by Sunday noon who the winner is.
And I'm sure there'll be a lot more information about that forthcoming, and we'll put something in Florida Aviation Network about it. if the public is invited or not. You said the media would be there, so we'll certainly have somebody there to help the winner celebrate. And, of course, everybody's a winner in this competition. George, thank you so much for all that you do with aviation and aerospace in Central Florida. It's been nice talking with you today about the Astronaut Challenge, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you.
This has been O.B. Young with Managing Safety, a project of the Florida Aviation Network, and today's guest was George Batuska with the Central Florida Aerospace Academy. If you'd like more information about the Florida Aviation Network, go to our website, which is FloridaAviationNetwork.com, or our Facebook page, which is the same name. In the meantime, wishing you blue skies and tailwinds.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Managing Safety, brought to you by the Florida Aviation Network, an effort of the National Aviation Safety Foundation and a coalition of local, regional, and national aviation organizations and agencies. Please visit our studio website to hear past programs.